WGCH News Center Time, 7:32. Here's Tony Savino.
All right, thanks, Jim. I'm joined on the line by Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, who didn't know what to do last night. It was a very short meeting. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Tony. Yes, I know. I said, let me read a book. I could, you know, rearrange the sock drawer. There was so much time.
Rearrange the sock drawer. Okay. All right. That's a good
favorite
one.
Pastimes.
What were some of the highlights of last night?
So we started the evening with 204 Otter Rock Drive. This had been a controversial subdivision, which was approved, and now we are here looking at the final coastal site plan for one of the lots in the subdivision. It was approved. Part of the issues in the subdivision had to do with tree removal and open space location, and there only being one driveway to serve the two lots, and the commission had asked that the site plan for the property come into the commission as opposed to the ordinary course, which would have been to handle this administratively. But it all worked out in the end, and it was approved last night.
Okay, good. What else?
Then we had 94 Pexlin Road. This was a subdivision. There actually are no plans at the moment to do anything with the buildable lot that they've asked to create at the moment, but of course they could sell it and develop it at some point in the future. What was interesting on this one is there is an old pipe that runs through a wetland to take the drainage off of the lots and into the road, and to remove the pipe would be quite disruptive. This has been before the Wetlands Agency, first in the 90s, and then more recently, within the last 10, 15 years, and their thoughts at this point is just to leave the pipe where it is. So in the end, this subdivision was also approved last night.
Okay, now those are the first two items on the agenda. The third one was the Bryan Road that you mentioned in Old Greenwich that had been that was postponed. Can you tell us anything more about what's happening with that?
So that has been to one meeting. The commission has heard both sides of the argument, and they've asked for briefs from the attorneys. Effectively, this has to do with not the ownership of a road, but whether that area can be used for the floor area of the proposed new dwelling. And the answer to that question, if it is permitted, then the home, you know, is in keeping mostly with the floor area and whatever. If it's not, then there'll have to be a substantial redesign of the proposed home. An interesting issue as to whether the road is in fact a road and whether it can be or not be used for floor area. So we'll be hearing, I'm sure, a lot about that when that's on an upcoming meeting.
Okay, so nothing new on that as far as...
No, nothing new at this point. We've not received the briefs yet, actually.
Right. And that also has to do with access to the water, right?
Yeah, I mean that's why it's such a controversial issue, because the whole Shore Acre development from the 20s uses that road to get down to the water, and so their argument is, you know, they produced interesting maps from when the subdivision was created and the sales paraphernalia propaganda rather, saying like, this is you know, these wonderful lots, and you have all this, and even if you're not on the water, you have access to the water, and of course now this causes issues because there are two docks down at the end in the water, one that has been used by the neighborhood and one used by the property owner of the road and of the lot in question. So the DEEP now has said, well, if it's, you know, if the argument is that this is owned by one person, then there can only be one dock. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of ramifications of this decision, not just to the property owner, but to the neighborhood as a whole. So that's why it's of such interest to so many people.
All right. Balducci's Market.
Okay, Balducci's would like to have 12 outdoor dining seats. And in order to qualify for outdoor dining, you have to have some sort of retail food establishment or restaurant. And so what they were able to do is designate a portion of their existing grocery store as retail food. We had discussed the best mechanism last time as to how they could accomplish what they want to do, which is, you know, just to put some seats outside. And if you've ever been to Balducci's, of course, they do have that lovely area in the middle where you can buy sandwiches and sushi and whatever. So it was not a difficult thing for them. The only issue was that in order to be considered a grocery store, you have to have at least 4,000 square feet. So they had to produce the floor plan to show that designating a certain area some other use wasn't going to conflict with you know, making sure they still comply with that definition, which it did not. So they were good there. So that was approved.
Okay, and what else?
Then we had St. Tim's, I think it is, at 1034 North Street. We've heard them before. That was a drainage issue. That's been resolved. That was approved. We did not hear Greenwich Country Day School. Then we moved on to Miller Partners. This is on 9 Livingston. They would like to basically rezone a lot behind the Ferrari dealership as a P-zone, it's called. It's a parking zone, and use that area as both maintain the residential home that is on the property and create a parking lot that would not be used to satisfy any parking demand for Miller in a legal sense, but in a functional sense it would. And that's basically how that P-zone regulation is written. So that was left open because the commission has some questions about how this would impact the facility both now and in the future. There's a lot of talk, as you can imagine, as there always is with the car dealerships, about how they handle car deliveries, which is a big problem with all the car dealerships. So anyway, that was left open.
Okay. What else?
That's it for last night, and our next meeting is coming up on May 14th, and then we will hear Greenwich Country Day School and the Aronson application at 17 Bryan Road, which we were just speaking about. Also, the nursery on Sherwood Avenue, they want to become a specialized nursery that they would sell wetland plantings for the installation of rain gardens and whatnot. Greenwich Reform Synagogue will be back. The Havemeyer replacement pumping station. I've had a lot of emails on this. Actually, this is an Aquarian application. You may or may not know that there is a big pumping station at the corner of Havemeyer and East Putnam Avenue, and they're looking to upgrade that. They were not able to do it in place, so they've now found another location, basically on Latin's Rock Road, where the Hyatt, the back of the Hyatt is located. So a lot of people have written in and said, please make sure that the stonework is continued from the stone wall that's there along to the face of this pumping station so that it can look as attractive as possible. So that'll be on the next meeting. And then the meeting after that is May 30th. And then we'll have the text amendment for Parker Stacy. We'll be back at that point.
Okay, and River Road?
River Road that will be on the 5:30 meeting.
Okay, so all right, so we're all the way into May, and we've got two meetings in May. You had one last night, and then two in May.
Yes.
All right, great, Katie. Thanks very much. You're well rested. You sounded good. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Tony.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
That's Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca. Last night's P&Z meeting, Jim.
Thank you, Tony.